6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock in the morning. It's Thursday, March 10th, 2022. Guess who? Yeah. It's Dave Krieger. So nice to be with you on the Power Hour. I hope your morning is going great this morning. If not, maybe we can cheer you up with just, you know, maybe some good news, too. We always try to do at least one little ditty. Did you hear about the 8-year-old girl named Iris from Limerick, Ireland, who wrote a letter to Ukraine and also sent her pocket money, which I'm looking at a picture of it here, and it looks like there's only probably about 50 euros there, with a little note handwritten. It says, "Dear Ukraine, my name is Iris. I'm really sorry about the war. I'm not from Russia. I'm from Limerick." And of course, she misspelled Limerick. I hope most of you survive. The money I gave you was all of mine. Love, Iris. Get better soon. So just to let you know, I mean, while countries are canceling Tchaikovsky concerts and performances by Russian artists, I mean, does this sound similar to what happened after 9/11? Well, okay. Yeah, that's happening too. And, speaking of, limericks, everybody likes limericks, right? She's from Limerick, Ireland. Here's a goodie for you. If you don't remember this one, you will after I tell it to you. On the chest of a barmaid from Sale was tattooed all the prices of ale, whilst on her behind, for the sake of the blind, was precisely the same, but in Braille. Thought you might like that one. Hey, this week at the Power Mall, 10% off North American Urban Spice products, 10% off Global Healing Center products, and a BOGO. We got the BOGOs going on. Power Silver, 1 ounce Nano Silver, and Tranquil, while supplies last. We thank you so much, Kevin Mills, and everybody else that has been buying us a cup of coffee and more, becoming a level 1, level 2, or level 3 support member. You get perks the higher you go. 5% off on all online orders at the Power Mall with our $15 a month level 2 support. 10% off all online orders at thepowermall.com when you do level 3, 25% like Kevin Mills did. Plus, you get the Joyce Riley Archive Vault access when you buy the premium membership, and we appreciate that. If you got any questions at all, we have an email address, and it's all for whatever comments you want to make on the show, things you like, things you don't like, people you want to hear, guests you want to hear, subjects you want to talk about. Support@thepowerhour.com is our email address. That's the easiest way to get a hold of us. You know, I even think I have Dave@thepowerhour.com, as a matter of fact. You can try that one and see if it goes through. I'll get it, and I answer every email that comes in, no matter what kind of message it is. I prefer you leave a nice one. Anyway, we're streaming live on shortwave frequency 7.490 every day from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central. And you can listen to the previous day's archive shows from 7 to 9 in the morning Central Time on that same frequency, 7.490. And some of you are listening to us on shortwave frequency 13.845 megahertz. And so you use that support@thepowerhour.com email. If you're listening to that Power Hour show already on the frequency, we kind of would like to know what you think of it, how it sounds, whether it's staticky, whether it's clear, if it sounds like a McDonald's drive-through speaker. You know how that goes. Can hardly hear them. Sounds muffled. Yep, hot enough to spill coffee on your lap, right? Hot enough to sue over. Let us know if the frequency sounds good. We're also on social media all over the place under Power Hour Nation for Facebook and Twitter. So you're going to love that. Power Mall's on Facebook, too, at facebook.com/thepowermall. So you got to love that. And here's another thing that I always keep getting. And no matter what the government says, you know, people are having a really hard time believing anything out of Uncle's mouth. And it could be Sleepy Joe, could be his vice president giggles, you know, could be any number of them. And, you know, could be Rochelle the Witch. You know, any number of these people get on TV and they say stuff and you don't know whether you're hearing propaganda or whether it's real. But still, we're getting calls in at the Power Hour. One of the things that our listeners want to know is where they can find a doctor they can trust who gets it as far as COVID. He's a COVID expert. They want to know where they can find a pharmacy that's going to dispense all these little off-label medications the CDC doesn't want us to have. And Lord God Fauci, the patron saint of Wuhan, you hardly hear a word out of him anymore. They shut him up real quick, didn't they? I have a feeling he's being criminally investigated here. That's what I think. It's going to all come to a head like a giant zit, and they'll pop it. Somebody will. This off-label medications, the off-label stuff you know about is hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, all that good stuff. I take it. I can tell you right now, I went to mygotodoc.com to get it, and I didn't pay an arm and a leg for it either. I have been fleeced by other companies for a lot of money for ivermectin, and it's not the same kind of dose that is dispensed by Dr. Syed Haider. When he put this website together, mygotodoc.com, he put something together that even all of us at the Power Hour believe in. This guy is a COVID expert. He's treated over 50,000 people with zero deaths. And unlike other websites where you can't get an answer until kingdom come, you can register for free and ask any question you want. They even have a number you can call. Most importantly, they'll hook you up with the independent pharmacies that charge you less than anywhere else for the prescription drugs to keep on hand, because you never know with these government agents lying to you whether or not we're going to have another pandemic. They keep saying it or insinuating it might happen, whether it's propaganda or not. Are you willing to take the chance? So keep the meds in the medicine cabinet like I did. I went to mygotodoc.com, signed up. It was really, really easy. And they gave you a choice of how you want, what kind of treatment you want. You want before, during, after? A recent large-scale study of the VA, 150,000 vets, showed increased risk of heart attack and stroke even a year later. And, of course, that brain fog, that's another thing. You know, when you're talking about long COVID, you know, these off-label meds can really help get rid of that stuff. It can really set you back, put you for a loop. 72% of more people are more likely to get this type of stuff than people who were not infected. This is one of the reasons why Dr. Syed Haider, who's treated over 50,000 people with no deaths, is the guy to go to. MyGoToDoc.com. His phone number is 281-219-7367. I'm not begging. I'm just basically, yeah, I'm imploring. I'm trying to get everybody to wake up here and make sure your medicine cabinet is stocked so you can start treatment fast rather than having to wait and wait and wait. One of the worst things you can do these days, folks, I've noticed a lot of hospitals and a lot of people are in denial. They're coming in defense of the hospitals. We've got states like Florida. They're granting more immunity to hospitals, which I don't understand. If these people are murdering your parents, if they're committing medical murder, like Grace Shara's dad, Scott, was telling us, and like Brooke McGowan was telling us about her father, you know, they killed him in the hospital. Mickey Willis said the same thing about Dr. Judy Mikovits' husband, said they killed him. You know, the thing is if you're really worried about going to a hospital, don't you think the smart thing to do is make sure your medicine cabinet is stocked so that you can get this stuff in you right away if you start feeling really bad? Here's another little thing that's not in my script notes. We've been told by Dr. Haider that if you are a Power Hour listener and you are sick, call him. Go to mygotodoc.com, send him an email, open up your patient portal, sign up and open up a portal. And tell them, look, I'm a Power Hour listener. I'm feeling a little weird. Have somebody call me. They'll get right with you. They will treat you if you're sick, if you are a Power Hour listener. They don't make this promise to anybody else, but we were told that if you're a Power Hour listener, you get the extra perk of being treated even if you're sick. So there you go. You got a frontline doctor sticking up for you, and we're here to give you solutions. We have Sam Bushman, our Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association National Director, coming up at the bottom of the hour, top of the next hour, joined by Susan Smith Jones, PhD. She is a delight to talk to. She's got a new book out called Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. And here's one thing. She was telling me all about the sauna. I went out and got one. You know, it removes toxins. That's what you want. You want to stay healthy? 30 minutes a day. Go jump in the shower. You'll feel great. What kind of, she's going to be there to talk about that. We'll just pick her brain. You can call up. We have a toll free number, 844-769-2944. You know what to do with that number. All you got to do is call up and tell me what's on your mind. You want to talk about Russian propaganda? Heck, since we're not in Ukraine, we don't know what's going on over there. We're supposed to have a little discussion going on about a 24-hour ceasefire now that our foreign minister or our minister in Ukraine, our president in Ukraine, Zelensky, has decided that maybe joining NATO is not such a good idea. So maybe that'll open up a little more face-to-face talks in Turkey. Yeah, they're talking Turkey in Turkey. And the thing is, Russia now is getting hit. with sanctions from all of the West. And Russia's like flipping the bird at them. Russia's banned exports of more than 200 types of foreign made product until the end of this year to mitigate the impact of all the Western sanctions. You see, we're the ones who are going to get hurt here. That includes fertilizer. We talked yesterday on the show about chicken poop and other kinds of human poop and other ways you can compost poop. Yeah, we gave you the poop on the poop. We did. And the reason we did it is because you may end up having to grow your own groceries to stay alive. Because of all this gobbledygook that our government is doing, they're trying to get you to buy into all this nonsense. So understand that the UK has frozen assets of seven Russian oligarchs, including Roman Abramovich, the Chelsea football club owner. He's among seven of them who have been hit with sanctions by the UK to punish the allies of Putin over the invasion of Ukraine. You know, I thought that he was going to actually sell the team and give the money to Ukraine. I guess that's kind of in the back burner at the moment. And the false flag watch out there now, U.S. intel officials, are they lying or not? Claiming that Vladimir Putin's desperate to end the conflict over Ukraine with some privately suggesting he could set off a tactical nuke in a Ukrainian city to get the job done. We don't know until it happens. Jen Psaki, you know Peppermint Patty, the little redheaded White House press secretary that talks out the side of her mouth like a used car salesman? Yeah. She's saying Russia could use chemical or biological weapons in Ukraine, could turn into another Syria. Well, she doesn't quite talk that low, but, you know, she talks out the other side of her mouth. They, of course, all sit there and talk about the fact that, oh, it's a conspiracy theory this, conspiracy theory that. Kevin, what do you think? Is it a conspiracy theory or not? Wait, don't you just love how I throw that question into your lap, sir? Don't you just love it? Welcome to the show. How you doing this morning?
I just love it. Hey, I want to let you know, I took your advice back in January, and I went to my go-to doc.
Oh, yeah. How'd that work out?
I had one of those. It worked great, man. January, I got the Ivor, you know, stuff.
Sure, sure. Hey, go ahead and say it. It's all right.
Yeah, ivermectin. And I balked on getting the fluvoxamine. I believe.
Right.
I don't want an SSRI.
I understand. He's finding that sometimes a 14-day supply of that, even though it's an antidepressant, a 14-day supply is effective in controlling it. As much as we don't like it, I like having it on hand just to know in case I need, you know, to go that route and use that regimen. That fluvoxamine is there in the medicine cabinet. I mean, at least you're prepared, sir. I thank you for that. And so does Dr. Heider. And like I said, that phone line is open if you want to call.
Hey, thing about veterans, I'm a disabled Vietnam vet. And,
well, thank you for your service, sir. I served during the same period as well.
Yeah. And last year, the VA kept sending me notices to be one of the million veterans on their program to get the jabs.
Right.
It was a joke. I kept getting them in the mail.
Yep.
And lastly, a follow up from yesterday, I mentioned about the compost and toilets.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I wanted to mention a friend of mine, Jim in Florida. He got letters from the VA and he went in and got two jabs. And then 4 days later he died.
Oh Lord, no.
Oh yeah. All right, so you're talking about human compost. That's probably where he's going to end up at some point in time. He's going to be pushing up daisies at some point. At least his ashes will be, because I attended his military funeral.
Yeah. Oh,
it was sad. You know, people don't realize until it hits home, Kevin. You know that.
Oh, yeah, I know veterans that did it, too, and it's really sad.
Buddy's come home in a body bag. I mean, it's just as bad as serving over there.
Oh, yes, sir. You're dead here. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So tell me about human composting. What do you shared the book with us?
Well, the book is spelled H-U, like Hugh, manure, M-A-N-U-R-E. And people really don't have to buy the book. If you go to Joe Jenkins, he's the author and the guru about it. You go to the website and in a half an hour, you'll have all the information that you will ever need. He's free with this thing, with this information.
Good
and
deal.
It'll show you how to build a compost toilet. In a half an hour, you'll understand how easy that it all is and how really productive it is, too, because
sure.
all that will end up in your garden.
That's so, right. Now, did you say you were doing this? You've been doing this?
I had a compost and toilet business for 25 years.
How come you're still not doing it?
I sold it. 2 years ago, I got out of it. I sold a commercial unit called the BioLet. It's really, it was just the really convenient thing that people didn't want to do, like a humanure toilet, you know.
Right.
They wanted the thing from the store, more or less. But they're exorbitantly priced. They sell these toilets for, up to $3,000.
For God's sakes. Just for poop.
Just for that, yeah. And,
wow.
When you do when you do the humanure system, you're putting in all your kitchen scraps, and then you're doing all your yard scraps, everything, all your lawn clippings, leaves, all the good stuff out there, all the weeds you pull out of your garden, and then combining that and giving it the time it needs, like a year or so, before you ever use it on a garden. And it will remove everything, every cyst and all, viruses, bacteria, everything pathogenic.
Wonderful.
To people.
Now you can also make compost tea with it, can you not?
Well, I would you could get it off the bottom of the pile, but
sure.
That's just not the main thing is it. Really, all you do, you'll build a toilet out of a wood, plywood, put a toilet seat on it, put a bucket in there, and then you pull the bucket out, you'll put a lid on it. But what you need to keep it going is just sawdust. So you can go to any place that mills wood or logging operations. Around here, I can see mountains of sawdust. And you can just leave it sit outside in the rain and everything. And when you use the bathroom, you take a scoop of it, cover what you've done, and then, next time you do the same thing. When that bucket gets full, you put a lid on it, set it aside, put a new bucket in there. You can leave that sit right there in the house, the bucket that's full. And when you get a few buckets, you'll take them out to your compost bin outside. It's such an easy process.
Interesting. That's a great way. I'm glad you called us.
To have,
sure.
If you had... If you got trapped indoors, that's what you need. You need some sawdust, some buckets, and you'll be covered for a long time. So,
sounds good. Well, I appreciate
your
input there, sir.
Thank you.
That's all right. Not a problem. I appreciate enlightening our audience about poop this morning, sir. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. All right. Now, we gave you the poop as far as what's going on in Ukraine. And half the stuff, I'm sorry, folks. I'm having a real hard time believing anything that comes out of anybody's mouth about this. Russia's defense ministry admits using a thermobaric vacuum bomb weapon, in Ukraine, confirming widespread reports the devastating weapons had indeed been deployed. Britain's Ministry of Defense said Tuesday Moscow announced the use of a lung-busting weapon. So, like I said, we're not there. We're not watching what's going on. We're just basically whatever they got the TV camera pointed at, and they've got these talking heads on television. We're not there. To just jump up and run or hand over your AR-15 to me right at this point is ludicrous. We don't need to be sticking our nose in an area it does not belong. Obviously, as I said at the beginning of this diatribe, and I'm talking about a couple of weeks ago before this whole thing started, Biden just wants Ukraine back. He wants it back because he wants a buffer to keep NATO away from the Russian border. He didn't care about anything else. Biden is sticking his nose in where it doesn't belong, and it's going to get bit off at the expense of us, we the people. Every stupid thing he does affects we the people. I don't know if you've seen these I did that stickers. I just got a bunch of them the other day. I think it's really cool. People have them. They're like little miniature stickers. There's a picture of Biden pointing, and underneath it, it says, I did that. And what they're doing when they pull up to the pump, they stick one of these things on the gas pump. And, you know, it seems like every time the gas station attendants or whoever owns the station is coming out and seeing all this I did that stickers all over the place, they're removing them, and 5 minutes later, somebody else puts another one on. So it seems to be contagious. Here's another interesting thing, your trash bill. I had a gentleman deliver base, road base to my yard yesterday, and he said, man, he said, you know, it's costing me $1,000 to fill up my tank. I'm like, not surprised. I said, what else is new? And then I get a letter from my trash service. This isn't permanent, but we're going to have to do and impose a fuel surcharge. You see, it's starting to affect everybody all the way around the globe. It doesn't matter what it is. What is Germany's gas now, I hear? $8.49 a gallon in U.S. dollars. Craziness, isn't it? This past week, the State Department admitted the existence of American-funded biological research facilities in Ukraine. Are we really going to believe that? You know, the same person that said there were weapons of mass distraction in Iraq. Yeah, think about all of that stuff and how much of this stuff is actually propaganda. We'll believe it when we get full proof. This is where you do your research. Because these people out there, and I'm talking about the world's elite, are chronic, habitual liars. Yeah, they may flaunt what they're doing in your face, but until we start seeing more evidence of it out there, wow, you know, keep your brain at the ready. We're getting smart out there. I know we are. People's Convoy in U.S. News is playing it right and smart. They were suppressed beyond question. The media ignored them, but guess what? Fake news just flat out just doesn't know how to cover it, and they're lying about that, too. We will be back to talk to the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association National Director, Sam Bushman, after the break during the Power Hours. Dave Cleaver, stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Araga, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, March 10, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And, you know, we just like to thank all of our radio stations that are carrying the broadcast as well as on shortwave at 7.490. Because the whole idea is to enlighten, entertain, encourage toward a worthy endeavor. We want you to be aware, informed with as much truth as we can find. I know in this day and age, it's very difficult to ascertain whether you're listening to propaganda. A lot of it is on mainstream media. We just recently reported that the U.S. government used your tax dollars to buy campaign advertising for the jab on all the major networks. Pick one. It was there. The only name I didn't see was One America News. I saw Newsmax. I saw Fox. I saw any acronym you want to name. They were there. So you really don't know where you're getting the truth from. And the thing is, one of the things I like about law enforcement is always trying to seek out the truth. They're always investigating new things, which is one of the reasons why we have Sam Bushman with us. He's the vice president of operations and or national director, whatever you want to call him. But he's like one of the MMICs, as we used to say in the military, of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, which I'm a proud member of. Sam Bushman, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Delighted to be here. Appreciate you having me. By the way, your commentary is spot on. Just for the record, GCN didn't take any money from the feds, though. They stood up and did a great job telling the truth.
Well, that's good to know because, you know, they're kind of like one of those back channel networks that we talk about a lot on this show and others. GCN, we actually used to be on before we broke away. But, yeah, we know that they won't do it, and I know Alex Jones wouldn't do it either. And so what's going on at CSPOA?
Oh, there's so much going on. It's hard to discuss all of it, Dave, but let's start out and say just a quick summary if those new listeners don't realize who the CSPOA is. The CSPOA stands for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. It can be found online at cspoa.org. And there's a little bit of a misconception about who are members of the CSPOA. You know, everybody thinks it's a group of law enforcement people and sheriffs and deputies and stuff like that. It's not. In fact, we don't even encourage sheriffs to join. And the reason I say that is because the CSPOA is we, the people, its citizens. The memberships are in the thousands, and it's Americans who want to support the blue when they're true. And what I mean by that is when they keep their oaths of office, when they uphold the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, when they understand their executive role as chief executor of a county, when they defend due process, that's what I mean by when they're true, we back them. And when they're not, we want to replace them. And so if a sheriff, for example, wants to join the CSPOA, they join as a member, just like you and me. And the whole goal of the CSPOA is to train across the country all public officials to understand their oaths of office, to understand the importance of intercession to protect the people, to understand the checks and balances, and to understand nullification, and to understand jurisdictional sovereignty, etc. And so Sheriff Richard Mack, our president founder, as many of you know, won at the Supreme Court and beat Bill Clinton back in the day. Well, we're carrying on that legacy by training other sheriffs to understand their role. They're living beneath their authority. They don't realize it. We're here to help them understand the truth. And then we're here as Americans to back them as they keep their oaths of office. That's who we are, and that's what we're doing. We've been training all over the country. And the biggest news I have is we've created now constitutional counties, believe it or not, that are standing up. In Nevada, we've got a couple of counties. In New York, we've got a couple of counties. In Elkhart County, Indiana, we've got constitutional counties. And these are public officials from the sheriff to the DA to the county commissions, who are all standing up and saying, look, feds, you're not welcome to do your shenanigans in our country, in our county. We're not going to allow your overreach. We're not going to allow your abuses. We're not going to tolerate these things. You, my friends, must obey the law as well. And so we're starting to see constitutional counties spring up in partnership with the CSPOA all over the country. That's number one. Number two, we have a huge event coming up in Vegas. And it's going to be September 30th and October 1st, a two-day incredible event. We're hoping to get maybe 700 sheriffs there or more, maybe 25% of the sheriffs in the nation, to stand together and say, look, no more. Government, you're out of control. The purpose of anybody who takes their oath of office is to protect us Americans from enemies foreign and domestic. And federal government, when you overreach like this, when you disobey the law, when you literally fund, as Dave wisely pointed out, propaganda about vaccines, and then you force the jab on people, you've gone criminal, my friends, and you're not doing it in our counties. And that's kind of the effort going on. There's a sheriff by the name of Bob Songer. He's a current sitting sheriff in Clickitat County, Washington. And he literally created a letter, an open letter, that he sent to all government officials from his local level, the county city level, all the way up to the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland. And he basically said, look, you're not going to call my citizens terrorists because they want to engage their school board in discussion about what should and should not be taught in our schools. You're not going to force our businesses to force masks on people. You're not doing that in my county. And if you come here doing it without your paperwork in order, without obeying the law, you're going to get arrested. Well, anyway, the summary of that letter is available, and he's sharing that with all sheriffs across the country. So the idea is, hey, you can get a letter from the CSPOA that Bob Songer, the sheriff that I just mentioned, wrote, and you can get it to your sheriff and say, hey, sheriff, here's a boilerplate. Will you tailor this? And will you stand up like this other sheriff is doing? And so we're helping sheriffs and helping law, I call them peace officers rather than law enforcement officers, but we're helping them understand who they are and what their responsibility is, and then we're offering we the people to back them when they do what's right.
Well, that makes sense, Sam, and I'll tell you, the thing that concerns me the most, and we just had, and you heard about the fact that in Texas, apparently there were 10,000 ballots that were found uncounted. And now the Harris County Elections Commissioner is resigning after this little snafu. And she's going to leave. Isabel Longoria is going to leave office effective July 1. And I do not know that, and I'm having a hard time believing that the Harris County, Texas sheriff was not involved or is not part of the constitutional program that Sheriff Mack is trying to share. Is there a list online that we can go see whether or not our county's sheriff is a constitutional sheriff under, the basically the auspices created by Sheriff Mack?
So let me answer that this way. There is not one online now. However, we are in the process of building a heat map. County by county, all 3,080 plus county sheriffs in the country. And the heat map will tell you, hey, if your sheriff is constitutional or not. Now, constitutional is a little bit nebulous as a term. Let me explain what I mean. Almost every sheriff in the country will tell you they're constitutional. Don't believe it. By their fruits shall ye know them, Dave. And
bingo.
So what I'm saying is that, you know what, you got to look at them line item by line item. A sheriff that says he's constitutional but shuts down a business over masks is betraying you. And so the reason that I say that is because we the people need to analyze, and the CSPOA has to create kind of criteria to where we determine a sheriff to be a constitutional sheriff or not. I'll give you a great example. Joe Arpaio, well known in at least used to be the sheriff in Arizona, one of the largest counties in the whole country. He's a great guy.
He's underwear.
He puts, his prisoners in underwear. He makes them ride bicycles to watch TV to power the TVs. He does a great, but he's not a constitutional sheriff, Dave.
Wow.
He wasn't a constitutional sheriff.
Interesting.
And so I bring that up to tell you that we the people need to kind of be the vanguards of what a constitutional sheriff may mean. And the reason that I say that is even the founding fathers disagreed on how to carry out certain things. Alexander Hamilton, in my opinion, took the wrong side to make the point. And so we got to be very careful about just saying yes or no on something. Rather, to me, I look at it more of a yardstick. How close to defending my rights are they? How willing are they to stand up and defend my due process? Whether the sheriff agrees with me or not isn't important. The fact is, will he stand up and make sure that I have due process? Let's say that I take on the IRS and I say I don't want to pay my taxes. It's bogus. And so then the IRS comes after my house, for instance. The sheriff may or may not agree with me on that, but he absolutely should defend my rights and say to the IRS, do you have your paperwork in order? And if you don't, and if there's a case pending, then I'm going to demand due process for my citizen. I'm not agreeing with my citizen, but I'm telling you, I'm going to guarantee due process for him. See, that's kind of the details, the intimate understanding of what we expect sheriffs to do and how they should act and behave. And it's not always so black and white is the point, right?
It isn't. And the thing that bothers me the most is that we have an upcoming election in November that we really need the support of our sheriffs to make sure that these are fair.
Couldn't agree more. And that's going
to
be a county-by-county discussion of what the people demand, right?
It is. And that's one of the things that's bothering me is that, you know, do we have enough of them out there to make a difference?
To make a difference, yes. To get the job done the way I would like to see it, no.
All right. Then so now you're going to tell all of our listeners what they need to do to further this process along.
Yeah. So let me use you as an example, Dave, and I'm going to ask these questions a little bit rhetorically because I'm not trying to put you on the spot. But
that's all right.
Do you know your county sheriff's name?
Reynolds.
Does he know your name?
No.
Are you friends? That means no, he doesn't know your name.
We have not been introduced yet.
Okay.
That's okay. I know where you're going.
My goal isn't to attack you or to put you on the spot. My goal is to say, look, folks, we have got to learn to develop relationships of trust with these people. And in order to do that, you got to know their name and they got to know your name. And we need to use the idea of how to win friends and influence people a little bit. We can't just go in there and say, yeah, you're an unconstitutional thug. Do what we tell you to do. He's not going to listen. He's a law enforcement guy. He's like, who the crap are you? And so we've got to realize that most sheriffs, like the rest of us, grew up in government schools. We got to unlearn before we can learn. And so to a lot of these sheriffs, they took an oath of office, and they believe they're constitutional, but they don't really understand what that means. And we need to give them a lot of grace in helping them live up to their responsibilities. And after we give them time and work with them and make friends and et cetera, we will determine if they really are learning and growing and are worthy of our support or if they need to be replaced. But I submit to you that it's not an overnight transaction. You don't just go in and say, you're not constitutional, you're out of here. Because there's a lot of good people. You had an awakening at some point, so did I, so did all of our listeners. And so we need to think of it that way a little bit. We need to teach them. And so the CSPOA provides all kinds of training materials. Some of Sheriff Mack's books are very helpful. One of them is called Are You a David? Comparing to David and Goliath. Are you Sheriff a David? Are you willing to stand up to the big old federal government like Sheriff Richard Mack did? Citizen, are you a David? Another one of his books is called The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, articulating, hey, we can work with the sheriff to effect appropriate change on the most local level of government. We can make that difference. So The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. He wrote another book called From My Cold Dead Fingers, saying you're not taking our guns. That's simply where the line is drawn. That's where the founders drew the line. And that's where we need to draw the line. And then another one of his books is called The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, helping people understand, you know what, these people should be in the community policing. They should know our names. They should know the people. If all of a sudden the federal government says, Sam's an enemy, Sam's a terrorist because he went to a school board meeting. And so then the sheriff gets wind that the feds are coming. The sheriff, if he knows me and he knows my name, would say, hold on a minute, stop, whoa. You're talking about my buddy Sam Bushman? Let's go sit down at McDonald's. You don't need to kick his door in. Let's just go sit down at McDonald's. I can talk to Sam any day of the week. See, that's the kind of relationship we want to build. That's the kind of coordination we want to engender as we help influence these people to do what is right. And if they show willingness and progress, then we support them. And if they don't, eventually we've got to make a determination that we need somebody who will.
Understandably so. And that's one of the things that, you know, we stress always when we're talking is, you know, we're trying to get away from, and way back when, the late Jack McLam, of course, I know you know who he is, was always on about the police state, and you've got to watch this. And I said, look, I have a dear friend of mine who's basically the executive commander of the Northport, Florida Police Department. I have always supported him. He was a dear friend of mine when we were together in Leadership Northport, which was a community fundraising effort. We even donated to the police and the fire department. It's one of these things where, yes, down in certain areas of the country, they back the blue. And in other areas of the country, the people are just totally disrespectful. And what really gets me is the stigma of the way that certain people are taught by their parents And it's either you have, I'm a member of Florida Sheriff's Association, have been since 2012, I'm still a member. And when you have people that say, look, I understand this, I have the sticker in the back of the car, no, it's not just to get out of tickets, it's the fact that I get to thank somebody for their service, and I'm always walking up to any sheriff that is in having coffee somewhere in a restaurant and thank them for their service right there, shake their hand. That's the least that we can do for them, and it's, you know, it sends a message that the public is placing a certain amount of trust in these people to actually do their job and not be one of these kinds of people that, and I'm hate to use this kind of terminology because then they call me a racist, but you know, I hear it from people who are of a different skin color, and they say, yeah, we have to tell our kids how to behave when they get pulled over because if it's a white cop, you say, we get into this again. And the whole idea is we start escaping the tenets of the Constitution that all men were created equal and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. We start escaping that, and all of a sudden now we start looking at the cop with fear instead of with gratitude. It's like, why did you pull me over? Did you just want to harass me because my license plate light is out? You know, these are the kinds of things that people need to overcome. I think there's a public reawakening that has to happen, and I see CSPOA is playing a very fundamental role in that. What's your take?
That is our hope. I couldn't agree more on that. I think that's well said. And when it comes to the race issue, you know, they try to tie us to the race issue because back in the day, Posse Comitatus, you know, hey, the government won't attack, we the people, kind of an idea. A lot of people that talked about that in the early days did have ties to some white supremacy stuff or whatever else, at least supposedly. And so they try to tie us to the same thing. And my response is simple. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? We are all God's children. When are we going to start acting like it?
Makes sense. And so now,
so when it comes to the CSPOA, though, I think that's exactly right. Is you go ahead and make friends with your sheriff, get to know his name, he knows your name, and then you start to form groups. Some of them come to mind: the John Birch Society. You've got the Eagle Forum. You've got Campaign for Liberty, Young Americans for Liberty. I mean, there's great organizations all over the country. And what you do is you work with those kind of groups, and you invite your sheriff. Hey, will you please come speak to our group? We want to learn what you're wrestling with in our area. We want to learn how we can support you and help you. We want to be the eyes and ears for you as we have you protect us. And as you open that door and have the sheriff come and speak to your groups, you learn what makes him tick. You learn what he cares about. You get to ask questions, and you get to, and that's how those relationships start. And if a sheriff won't meet with your groups, at some point you got to say, sir, we elected you. If you're not willing to meet with us, we're going to find somebody who will. If he will meet with you, though, then you're off to a great relationship.
No doubt. And see, the thing is, for those of you who don't know Sam Bushman, he has been a regular guest of the show even when Joyce was on the radio. He has even interviewed Joyce, vice versa, when she was a whistleblower. You have another radio talk show that, Sam, that you've been involved with for, what, the last 25 years or so?
So I do a radio program called Liberty Roundtable Live, and that show has been around. We're celebrating our 25th year anniversary. We actually did last year, so we're in our 26th year now. But the show currently is a two-hour-a-day talk show, 6 days a week. I used to do 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, but I decided that a little less coverage and a little more round-the-clock news would be more advantageous, and so I switched to that. But libertyroundtable.com is the website for that, and it's been around forever. And I'm glad you mentioned that, and the reason that I am is because Sheriff Mack joins me on that program quite often. In fact, Sheriff Mack and I also do a TV show called The Sheriff Mack Show that's every Tuesday morning, and I simulcast it on so the second hour of my radio show on Tuesdays is simulcast with this one-hour TV show that Sheriff Mack and I co-host, and it's on Brighty on TV. And so that's available for everybody as well if you want to learn more about what we're doing in the CSPOA and keep an eye on what Sheriff Mack and the CSPOA is doing as well.
All right, so now, Sam, this is we already know where this is going as far as the outreach. It is a community effort. We've always stressed that. We've always stressed that it's important to become part of the community that you're living in, especially if you're not one of these, and I you know, use the old Dr. Seussism, the one state, two state, red state, blue state analogy a lot on the show, because people are voting with their feet instead of at the ballot box. They're leaving blue states because they don't like what's going on there. And, of course, CSPOA is trying to change that mentality. And I know you have Sheriff Alex in L.A. County. But this is one hell of a sheriff. I mean, every time he gets on TV, I like the way he thinks. I mean, we want all sheriffs to act like that, don't we?
Yes. In fact, Sheriff Alex in L.A. County has been doing a phenomenal job. He won't go along with the shenanigans. They tried to get him to force vaccinations on all of his employees. He fired back and said, no, I'm not going to do it. They literally tried to attack him and strip him of some power. So that just shows the authority and the power that the sheriff does have. And he's a stand-up guy, and we're grateful for him. And again, how constitutional he is on a day-to-day basis, I don't know, because I don't know him personally, but I know this. He's right when he's not going to mandate vaccinations. He's right when he wants to let people have their own choices and their agency. And he's right when he has the guts to stand up, even though they're trying to attack him and strip him of authority. You know, that's the kind of lions we need to say, you know what? I have every right as the sheriff to protect my people. And we're not mandating these things. There's no authority to mandate these things. And the sheriff's right on that score. And that's what Sheriff Richard Mack said in the beginning. Look, you don't have authority to take our guns. We're not doing that. And they went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the sheriff was right, and the President of the United States, Bill Clinton, was wrong. And Sheriff Alex is in the same scenario. If he sticks with it, he'll be proven right over time. And we need to absolutely commend him for his stand.
Well, and they have come after him like they've come after Sheriff Mack as well. I mean, I've heard all sorts of stories about, oh, what a nutcase. And, you know, I mean, they're always going to attack the left, especially. And it's sad that we have to, imbibe or get into this thing about politics, especially when it comes to law enforcement, because there really isn't anything. It's either you're doing the right thing. And this is the thing about like practicing law, because they have all these laws in the books about practicing law without a license. Well, the way I looked at it, even from my membership in CSPOA and Florida Sheriff's Association and others, it makes more sense to me when you are a parent and you're teaching your kid right from wrong, you're practicing law.
Yes, you are, and we really appeal to the moral law, which is God's law. And remember that we derive our power from God, who gave us our unalienable rights, and the authority, the obligation to protect those rights. And so understand that in the Declaration of Independence, all government derives its just power from the consent of the governed. That's us. And so when they want you to believe that the President of the United States is some dictator and he can just mandate this stuff, or some whacked out governor can just, you know, get on his high horse and dictate things, it's all a big lie. The tail does not wag the dog, people. Their authority justly comes from us. We give consent, and that's where their just power is derived. We didn't give all power to one group. We gave jurisdictional power, some to the federal government, very limited and defined by the Constitution, some to the states, more broadly defined, but mostly the more the local government is close to the people, the more we've given them authority. So we need to understand that we've divided authority vertically and horizontally, right?
No doubt.
To protect us. So the states and the federal government are dual sovereigns. The federal government in a very narrow scope. If it's not in their list in the Constitution, they can't do it, kind of a thing. So we need to understand these checks and balances and insist on them as the people, because they work for us, not the other way around.
That's right. Now, as far as CSPOA, I want to spend the last couple of minutes tooting their horn. Basically, if you visit CSPOA.org, there you have to understand, too, that I'm constantly getting emails from Sheriff Mack. They have a noon posse. You want to talk about that and some of the programs that they offer while we have a couple minutes left?
Yeah, so I mentioned the TV show that Sheriff Mack and I do on Tuesdays in the morning on Brighty on TV. That's a TV show. And we have incredible guests and sheriffs and people on there with us like that for educational purposes. But after that, Sheriff Mack and a few others do what's called the posse every week. And it's basically an open webinar where you can ask questions, where you can be involved. There's discussions of, you know, it's one thing to talk about this stuff from a theological point of view, pardon the religious term, but or from a fundamental point of view, right? But it's another thing on the ground. So a lot of the police officers and sheriffs and everything say, I get what you're saying, guys, but in the day-to-day, how do I do this? How do I? And so the sheriff's posse is a way to train the members of the CSPOA and help them understand how to support their sheriffs. What is the role? How do you behave on the ground? What can you do? And I'll give you a quick example. There are traffic stops and checkpoints that we say are flat out unconstitutional. Okay? They don't have any authority just to stop everybody without probable cause, right? So, but there are constitutional ways to do checkpoints. We discuss things like that. And so we really take things from the, theory, if you will, to the ground. Actual action. What can be done? What can you do? What do you do when a sheriff isn't, you know, keeping his oath of office? What can you do to help the sheriff learn the proper way to do things? Because it's all about reality. We teach to the ideal, but we live in the real, Dave.
Yes, we do, for sure. And this is one of the most important things as far as CSPOA goes, because this is a chance for the average person to get involved in their own local community, and there will come a point in time when I actually do go to the courthouse, which is, you know, 20-some-odd miles away from where I'm at, and have a sit-down and give my Power Hour card to the sheriff and maybe even invite him to join me on the radio. So, and talk about what's going on in his county, and maybe that's a great way to open the door. I mean, people always like a platform. That seems to work for me. It may work for him. And it may work for you if you decide to do outreach. Yeah. So, that's one of the reasons why we have CSPOA, folks. And we're coming up to the top of the hour break now. Sam Bushman, it has been an honor having you on this show to enlighten us and educate us as to what's going on, what we need to be looking for, and to activate in our own community and get to know what's going on from a real law enforcement perspective, from Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association perspective. So we appreciate your time and your being here, and, of course, we're going to have you back on at some point in time in the future as well.
I look forward to it, brother. God bless. Thanks so much for having me.
God bless you, too. And like I said, we're about ready to come up to the break here, and we're going to have Susan Smith-Jones, three common names. But, boy, a world of information coming at you right after the top of the hour break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.